the whole book of Proverbs is contrasting God's way with man's way. And that's really why this book is so fascinating. And here we go. If we were to summarize the book of Proverbs, we'd say that the fools, and this is fools are on this side, and the wise are on this side, okay? Fools are everyone who doesn't know God. The wise are everyone that does know God. And when you're talking about wisdom, you're not talking about a subject. You're talking about the subject of the Bible. You're talking about the most defining reality that can be declared about any of us who know God. We, God's word says, are the wise. The word fool, this word is 42 times in the book of Proverbs. There's a lot in the book of Proverbs about it. And God's promise is in verse 23 of Proverbs chapter 1, and this wonderful declaration that all throughout human history, wisdom is going to be crying in the streets. What does wisdom cry? Wisdom cries, God offers salvation. When he saves us, he gives us the mind of Christ. When we have the mind of Christ, we're spiritually alive. We become sensitive to God. We who are saved are those who worship God. See, salvation is equated with worshiping God. What begins to happen in our life is more and more and more we flee sin. Now, Paul put it this way in 1 Corinthians 1:18, you who are being saved. See, there's an element of future salvation where we're in heaven and perfected, but presently, God is transforming us. We have eternal life, but we're being saved more and more and more from the power of sin. And then I love what Proverbs chapter 4 says so beautifully. Proverbs 4, starting verse 18. And by the way, if you will take a moment and grab your Bibles all the way through, and as I read these scriptures, you should have your Bible open. And you notice that anything that's really important, I've either put in a note on or I've highlighted. It just makes your Bible kind of a little snapshot of your whole spiritual pilgrimage. That's why I've worn out. I have a stack of Bibles. It takes me 2 to 3 years to wear one of these out. You notice it's all duct taped. They actually wear out from opening and holding them and underlining and marking them and packing them in your backpack wherever you go. But if you'll look in your Bibles, look at Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 18. And this is what it says, but the path of the just, that's the wise, that's the saved, that's the born again, that's those who are going God's way, is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter onto the perfect day. Verse 19, the way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. Why? They're spiritually dead, empty-minded, callous. They want their own way, which is another way of worshiping self. They mock at sin. God says that there's only two groups in the world, those who are being saved and those who are perishing. That's the lost. That's the fools. And for an unsaved person, their path is getting darker every day. Every day, the pathway of the lost, of the fool, gets harder, more difficult, and they just can't understand what's going on, why it's so hard, and what is happening.